With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House Republicans are preparing to hold former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in contempt of Congress.
The Clintons refused to comply with a House subpoena to testify about Jeffrey Epstein, describing the Republican-led efforts as legally invalid. In response, GOP lawmakers say they will launch contempt of Congress proceedings against the Clintons next week. If the full House votes to hold them in contempt, it could result in criminal prosecution from the Justice Department. Former President Clinton has never been accused of wrongdoing in connection with Epstein, but had a well-documented friendship with the convicted sex offender. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Newly released NTSB findings say the same type of part that broke on a UPS cargo plane that crashed in Louisville, Kentucky, had actually failed four times before on three different aircraft. Those failures documented by Boeing as far back as 2011. This is SRN News. On Wall Street, it's been a mixed bag. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now struggling, not far from the close. It's off about 82 points right now. The S&P 500 off by 44, and the Nasdaq down by 329. Demonstrations continue against Iran's Islamic Republic regime, and judicial officials there are threatening more trials and death penalties.
Iran's top judge has hinted at fast trials and executions for those detained in nationwide protests, even as activists say the death toll's risen to levels unseen in decades. Iran's judiciary chief made the comments about trials and executions in a video on Tuesday, despite a warning from President Donald Trump that he would take very strong action if executions take place.
That is correspondent Charles de la Desma, and this is SRN News. The Bible remains a bestseller on both sides of the Atlantic.
Publishers report that sales of Scripture hit an all-time high in 2025 in the United Kingdom and hit a 21-year high here in the United States. The numbers come from Circana BookScan, and spokesman Brianna Connor tells Publishers Weekly, quote, "The greater interest in religious content in the U.S. reflects a bigger search for hope and community. This suggests that consumers are increasingly turning to faith-based resources during uncertain times." Michael Harrington reporting.
China continues its crackdown on unregistered house churches. According to a report by China Aid, local authorities in Chengdu have been arresting numerous members of the Early Rain Covenant Church. That's a large house congregation in the city. The report states that the actions demonstrate that in China, the boundaries of Christian space are not determined solely by explicit legal provisions. This is SRN News. The slump in U.S. housing has dragged on now into its fourth year.
As sales remain stuck at a 30-year low, with rising home prices and elevated mortgage rates keeping many prospective home shoppers shut out of the market. The National Association of Realtors says that sales of previously occupied homes were flat in comparison with 2024, when sales sank to the lowest level since 1995. The median national home price for all of last year rose 1.7%. Sales have been stuck around a 4 million annual pace now going back to 2023. That's well short of the 5.2 million annual pace that's historically been the norm. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. wholesale prices rose modestly in November. The Labor Department reports its producer price index, which measures inflation before it hits consumers, rose by 0.2% in November. That report delayed by last year's government shutdown. More at SRNnews.com.